Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we begin the ninth parak of Masech Shabbos. We're holding out Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. So we had just discussed the idea that that we quoted a pasuk that brings a raya to a halacha, but not a clear raya. So we're going to give seven other cases that have a similar idea, meaning nothing to do halachically with the previous Mishnah, but something to do thematically in terms of, not even thematically, I guess, structurally, in terms of the idea that we have a halacha that has a raya, but it's not such a clear raya. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, minayin l'avodah zarah shemetam masa kanida, right? Nothing to do with Masech Shabbos. How do I know that avodah zarah is metame b'masa, like a nida, that if you carry an avodah zarah even without touching it? How do you carry something without touching it? You put it in a bag and you carry the bag. So how do I know that the avodah zarah is metame a person with tumas masa shenemar? Because the pasuk says, when it talks about how we're gonna totally throw away all avodah zarah in Yemos HaMashiach, in Sefer Yeshayahu, tizram kemodava tse tomarlo, you'll throw him away like a nida. You will say, get out of here. So that's talking about in Yemos HaMashiach. Tizram means it's going to be zar to you, it's going to be strange to you, that idolatry is going to be something that you're not going to recognize as something that you're comfortable with. So and then the Navi says, and it's like a nida, that kemo dava, dava means like a nida, ma nida metame b'masa. So we learn from there that just like a nida is metame b'masa, af avodah zarah metame b'masa, so too avodah zarah is also metame b'masa. So even though it's only a din midrabanan that avodah zarah is metame b'masa, nevertheless we have a pasuk that sort of says it, even though it doesn't say it straight out. Next halacha, Mishnah Beis, minayin l'svina shehi tahora. How do I know that a boat is tahor even if it comes into contact with something tame? Normally, a kli that comes into contact with something tame will become tame itself. But a boat is also a kli, but nevertheless, it cannot become tame. We learn from the Torah Shebal Peh, even though normally something like it would become tame, there's a din that a boat is not going to become tame. Shenemar, how do I know it? Because there's a pasuk. Excuse me, in Mishlei, Derech Aniya V'Lev Yam, that the path of a boat is in the heart of the sea. Now the pasuk could have simply said the path of a ship. What's the point of adding that it's the path that's in the heart of the sea? So the point is to teach us that ships have something in common with the sea. It has something in common with the ocean itself. That just like the ocean itself cannot become tame, so too a boat cannot become tame. The ocean can't become tame because it's a natural body of water. The ocean is metahir things. You could be tovel things in the ocean. So that's the second halacha that doesn't really come from Sukkim, but we have a pasuk, we quote a pasuk anyway. And then we move on to a third halacha in Mishnah Beis relating to kalayim. Minayin la'aruga shishisha al shisha tfachim shezorim betocha chamisha zeronim. How do I know that if you have a patch in a garden that's six tfachim by six tfachim, that it could be planted with five different types of seeds? Arba ba'arba ruchos aruga, four seeds are planted on the four on the outer four sides of the patch. Ve'echa be'emtza, and one is planted in the middle, and that's okay, that's not going to be a violation of kalayim. Shenemar, ki ka'aretz totzi tzimcha, ukigana ziru eha tzatzmiach. Because the pasuk in Yeshayahu says that like the land gives its plants, so too a garden causes its seeds to sprout. Zar'ah lo nemar, ela ziru eha. It doesn't use zar'ah as in singular, but rather it says ziru eha. So that tells me that there's got to be at least two types of seeds that could be planted in a single garden. And since the pasuk has three other words that talk about growth or talk about vegetation, so that tells us that there must be five different species that you're planting in a single little area, in a single little patch in the garden, and that's not a violation of claim. So we see you could have up until five different things that are planted in one area. So even though this is not a din from the pasuk itself, we derive from the pasuk, we use the pasuk at least as a remez ledavar. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we learned, meaning we went through in these two Mishnahs three different things that are somewhat based in Pesukim, but not really based on the Pesukim. And the first thing we learned is about Tumas Masa of Avodah Zarah. The second thing we learned is that a boat is not Mekabel Tumah. And the third thing we learned is that in Hilchos Klayim, you could plant up to five different Minim in one single patch in a vegetable garden. Tomorrow we'll continue in the ninth parak with Parak Tes, Mishnah Gimel.